Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Vayigash, begins with Yosef revealing himself to his brothers as being their long-lost brother, and culminates with the descent of Yaakov, the tribes, and their families into Egypt, which really is the beginning of the Egyptian exile that will continue into the book of Exodus. One of the interesting things that takes place in the Parsha is that the Torah tells us that Yaakov sent Yehuda ahead of everyone else. Seemingly from the verse, it would seem like to find a good place for them to live. But Rashi points out that this was not just simply to go find a good place to live and to see where they could build nice houses and so on, but says Rashi, this was actually to create a yeshiva, to create a place of Torah study. Now, you will ask me that the Torah was not yet given, this is true, but they had certain commandments from Hashem, plus prophetically the patriarchs were aware of the Torah, they had the ability to study parts of Torah, certain elements and aspects of Torah, and it's pretty clear from a lot of sources that there was Torah study going on throughout the history of the Jewish people, even in the early days when they were in Egypt. And so Yehuda is sent ahead to create a yeshiva. This is really a very fascinating idea. Because the question is, why couldn't they just go down to Egypt and settle in, and once they get there, they'll open a yeshiva? The answer, as I'm sure you've already guessed, is that they could not really go down to Egypt in the first place if there was not a yeshiva there. Egypt was a morally depraved place, and the Jewish people would be spending quite some time there, 210 years to be exact, and for them to be able to survive the Egyptian exile, which they barely did, by the way, but to be able to have any hope or degree of success in surviving the challenges and the obstacles of the Egyptian exile and to maintain their identity as the Jewish nation, there was a need for the place to be established first as a place where the Jewish people could live. And to that end, there was a need to establish a yeshiva first. Only after the yeshiva was put into place, only after yeshiva was founded, could the rest of the Jewish nation, the fledgling Jewish nation, a grand total of 70 people, only then could they descend into Egypt and to settle there and have any hope of surviving. To first settle and then to open a yeshiva would be to doom them to failure, because that means that they're establishing themselves in Egypt as Egypt is, and then afterwards they try to set up institutions of Torah study and so on, but it would already be too late. They've already founded themselves. They've already established themselves in Egypt without a place of Torah study. And so therefore, there was a need for Yaakov to send Yehuda down to Egypt first, and to first establish the yeshiva there, and only thereafter could the rest of the Jewish people come and settle in the place that already had a yeshiva, thus establishing themselves with sanctity and with the necessary framework to be able to survive the moral challenges that would engage them during their long period in Egypt. This idea is certainly very relevant in our day and age, because we do see that in places where there is a strong sense of Jewish identity, when there are institutions of Torah study and of Judaism, so that's where we have success in people maintaining their Judaism and maintaining connectedness to Judaism. Areas where Jews have settled, where they have not established day schools or houses of Torah study, more often than not have been doomed to failure. And this is certainly true in today's day and age, where they have opportunities to support places of Torah study, be it children's schools, be it higher institutions of Torah study, and we have the opportunity to be a part of that and to be connected to that and to support it and to establish them and to ensure their success. This is more relevant than ever. We live in a day and age where assimilation is rampant, where there are so many moral challenges coming from so many directions. And the future of the Jewish people depends on our ability to be able to establish these places of Torah study, places to connect ourselves and our fellow Jews to true Torah study, to Torah living, to Torah, to God through the Torah, and that is our opportunity for success. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.